Can you hear this? The sound of nature, random people, and cars. Welcome to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcast straight from my backyard. It's the first time for me recording outside of my room, which is kind of weird. It isn't weird, but it feels weird. Just different. And it's surprisingly loud when you start noticing what's going on around you. So I'm bringing you this somewhat experimental episode right after about 9 hours of online uni, and that's 2 days in a row on a weekend, so that was quite intense, to be honest. I don't guarantee for anything. And I don't have a real plan as to what I want to talk about. It's a really, really relaxing way to approach this recording process after I've been going through some, I don't want to call it artistic block, but it's somewhat of a, you know, a recording rut. Let's call it that. So maybe I'm just going to tell you about what I did 30 minutes ago. I went for a walk, which essentially led me to buying ice cream. And I have discovered a new favorite by a really well-known brand that I'm not going to name, but I totally recommend it. It's vanilla ice cream with peanut butter and pretzel pieces. It's basically what this podcast is supposed to taste like when you listen to it. Literally sweet and salty at the same time, and that ice cream is really salty. Amazing. And I have a new favorite spot in my garden, except for this spot in our backyard. So we used to have a huge tree in front of our house, and it got chopped a couple of years back. Now only the stump is left. And I love sitting on that stump in the evening, eating ice cream, and watching people pass by while they watch me eat ice cream on that stump. It's so funny, because people don't really dare to look at you because they know you're in your own space and in your own territory, but you're facing the street and you're facing them, and they don't really dare to look at you except for a short moment. And then they look away and keep rushing on, and it's so funny. I'm just having way too much fun being a creep. This episode is called Shark Mode for one particular reason. Things on Instagram, I don't want to say they escalated, no, but they kind of started flowing. I released a song cover the other day, and a friend of mine tagged me in her story and basically challenged me to an acoustic cover. She called it a challenge, I called it a battle. We then decided to make it really non-competitive and didn't call it at all. Until we arrived at this beautiful title, Voice War. I mean, things were coming together if I think about it. You know, the song that we covered was requested by one of my best friends. It's called Flesh and Bone by Keaton Henson. And I ordered a capo online. If you don't know what a capo is, it's basically a thing that you can put on your guitar to like pitch it higher, basically. And so I got a new capo in order to be able to play the song properly. And I found the perfect capo online. It's shaped like a shark. Of course, I got it in rose gold. Amazing. So I was there with this shark capo in order to cover a song called Flesh and Bone under this whole title of Voice War. Things were kind of getting this aggressive undertone. And I coined this term shark mode. And then I just started thinking about what sharks really are, what they do, how they operate, and if I can be a shark, because I'm not. I would say singing always feels to me like I'm revealing my truest self, and that's why I'm really, really scared to do it, to be honest. It's so personal and so fragile, and I'm so insecure doing it, and I think you can hear all of these things, and I love music so much, and it means a lot to me, and our voices are basically our inbuilt instruments. You know, everyone can sing. Question is how well they can sing, but everyone can sing, and that's why it's so hard for me. When I express myself through singing, it's basically like I'm revealing my soul to the world. And if you're a creator, a creative person, an artist, a musician, and whatever your medium is, you know that you pour a part of yourself into what you create. It's not something that's distant from you. It's somewhat a materialization of your ideas and your intuition and your inspiration, whatever you want to call it. And you send that out into the world. And to me, that's a very, very, very enriching but scary process. And that's why I have been hesitant to do it lately. And that's why I've been hesitant to record and upload podcast episodes too. Because believe it or not, this is creating. And I've said it more than once, I think. To me, this is a form of art. And I try to create something that's of value to somebody else. So I don't think that Instagram is a shallow place at all. I reposted a motivational quote yesterday. And a really lovely girl that I don't know personally because she lives in Brazil, but we've been in contact since December, I think, and we've basically become internet friends. And she reached out to me and said, "Thank you so much for reposting this. I really needed it. And keep doing what you're doing." And I told her that if I can contribute to somebody else feeling good, of course I'm going to do it. I hope that this podcast does somewhat of the same to you. You know, that it gets you thinking, hopefully laughing, or rolling your eyes at my weirdness. But either way, I really hope you're taking something away from this and that it makes you feel less alone. And despite the salt that I let out sometimes, I really hope it makes you feel appreciated and understood. Because I would really want that for myself. But in the process of this voice war, acoustic cover, battle challenge, whatever you want to call it, I just realized I'm not a shark. I think a shark sets out to destroy, to prey on weaker beings, so to say. And there's a lot of aggression behind that behavior. I do think I'm ambitious and I'm competitive to a certain degree. But I'm not aggressive and I'm not ruthless. And the most important thing for me is actually respect, being optimistic and positive, compassionate, empathetic, supportive, and fun. And so I basically arrived at the conclusion that I'm more or less a dolphin, if we're sticking to the SeaWorld terms. And I think dolphins are incredibly cute, first of all. I mean, who doesn't love an animal that basically looks like it's smiling all the time? But we must not forget that dolphins are really fast, and they're also extremely smart. They're legit teenagers who are gathering around a pole. And I'm pretty positive they brought some alcoholic beverages with them. I do not second that behavior at all. All right, let's try to ignore these people. Maybe you're not even hearing them, I don't know. But what I was trying to say is that dolphins are really friendly. They trust humans very fast, and they are incredibly intelligent. And I think that those are traits that I would be incredibly happy to possess, and I do hope that's the case. So I guess what I would love to incorporate when it comes to that shark spirit is probably more confidence and a really clear goal orientation. Because sharks are predators after all. They have a target and they're gonna hunt it down until they get it. And I don't like any of those aggressive and predatory aspects about that. Seriously, these people are driving me insane. There's nothing of interest that they could be gathering around other than a pole with a street sign on it. And they have decided to focus on that particular thing. Whatever. You know how sometimes you try to be really zen and you come to a quiet place and then you're interrupted or disrupted by things that upset you? Well, yeah. And I don't really think you can blame sharks for doing what they do. They are predators by nature. That's what they were designed for. But we're people, and I don't think that we are designed to be particularly aggressive or ruthless or anything for that matter. I think our power lies in the fact that we are able to consciously decide who we want to be and how we want to treat others and how we want to act. And we get to decide that over and over every single day in our lives. And that's how we progress and that's how we evolve. We can literally change and shape everything with our conscious mind, and that is our greatest power and maybe our greatest pitfall if we're not careful enough. I'm really undecided about that. I definitely belong to the category of people who overthink things all the time, and it really gets on your nerves. It can become a roadblock on the way to success or on the way to reaching your goals, because if you constantly second guess and if you constantly question your goals, it doesn't really get you far. I think I'm at a really interesting point in my life where things are changing, and a lot of things have, I don't want to say they've fallen apart, no. I think I've left behind a lot of things that were part of my life before, which I'm very grateful for, and that also includes part of my personality. But sometimes you're faced with situations or circumstances in which you realize that those deeply rooted insecurities are still there. And instead of being resentful, hurt, or fearing those situations, I think it's best to be really grateful for them, because they actually show you things that you can work on. And I've gladly and happily adapted this growth mindset, in that I see everything as an opportunity to learn and to grow and to evolve. But I also see where I lack some initiative, maybe. Doing things that require courage and a leap of faith and that require you to just be in the moment, that's what I struggle with at the moment. So coming to my backyard in order to record this was really a spontaneous idea. I'm really happy it worked out. Despite people screaming in the background, I think the best thing to do was to connect to nature. It's very freeing, liberating, and grounding, and it allows you to connect to yourself instantly. You go crazy sitting inside of your room all the time, so make sure to use any opportunity you have to go outside, even if it's just for 5 minutes and for a short walk. You need that air, you need that sun. You need those colors. You need that movement. Yeah. I'm really interested to listen to this episode myself when I've cut it. I hope I said some things that are interesting. That was a really random, I hope chill and somewhat entertaining life update from my part. I really hope you enjoyed this. As always, let me know what you think. Come at me with your crazy, interesting, absurd topic requests. You can reach me on Insta at World of Fila. And what can I say? I'm definitely not making an episode after ingesting any type of drug. That may or may not have been a random request by a fleeting acquaintance of mine. Not gonna do that. But other than that, anything that's legal and that involves a state of sobriety is going to be gladly accepted as a challenge. So face those challenges, whatever it is that you want, go for it. Be a little bit of a shark, be a little more of a dolphin, or find any interesting animal that you relate to and make that your spirit animal. I actually think my spirit animal is a white tiger. They have this mysterious air to them, and I like about any type of cat that they are so graceful and smooth, and they're so quiet and observant and kind of loners, and they have this power to attack if they want to, but you never really know if they want to or not. Kind of like this unpredictable air about them. So interesting. But I don't know if I want that in my life, so maybe I'll stick with a dolphin or a sloth. Sometimes I do feel like a sloth, to be honest. Now, before I ramble on until the sun sets completely, I'm gonna say bye to you, and I really hope you're healthy and happy, and let me know which animal you resonate with most. Bye.